Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue pads, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Proud in my space, fake friends so see through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yes, what's good, people? You already know it's Saturday, September 24th, 2011. It's pregame radio coming to you tonight at a special time. Tonight we got a good show. We're talking relationship and commitment longevity. And we'll have some people chiming in, those who are in relationships or those who just can't seem to get it right. And they, you know, they come to us and they want to know what can they do. So it's going to be one hell of a learning experience as well as a party. And speaking of parties, if you're in the Brooklyn area, you should definitely head down to Rose Castle on the corner of Flushing and Franklin. Go down now until 4 a.m. It's an all-black affair, free food, cash bar, but to get in, it's $25. All right? So hope all those hitting that spot up, you guys are safe. Ain't drinking and dropping, out there getting rowdy and all that good stuff. And in light of the magnitude of tonight's show, and I say magnitude because all those who listen and then when you come back and you listen to the playback and the download and everything like that, you'll hear that tonight, yeah, we're going to have fun and have all the pregame radio madness, but all of the guests and including myself, will be give you guys little tidbits, little jewels of knowledge to hopefully help you, you know, along with what you got to do. And I'm doing the throwbacks for the audience that's also coming in, the mature audience. Big shout out to y'all. We're going to get into it. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody in VA. Who else we got on the check-in? Tennessee, Brooklyn, as always. Upstate New York, Elmira. Everyone rocking with us. I appreciate it. I got a good show planned. I got a good show in my head for y'all, and we're going to bring it to you. And we'll be right back. It's Pre-Game Radio. Everybody, let's bounce to this.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio, the ever so sexy Lady Steel, chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls, as Natasha B. Mwah.
Yes, we are live back in the place to be. It's Pregame Radio. We're talking relationship and commitment longevity. What some of the measures that people have and how come some people just can't get it. All right, the phone lines are busted wide open, 347-857-4302. We got to get to a call the live wants to, you know, leave their piece. Last four digits is 4533. Just let the people know where you're calling from and what's your whole opinion on the whole relationship and commitment longevity. I don't want to, okay, there you go, caller. Call it 4533. Call it, you're live on air. I love when we get into certain conversations because then they'll want to chime in and then they'll drop or, you know, whatever, or they'll call blocked and they just want to hear us out, which is all well and good, but we're going to move right along to the next one. Last four digits is 6257. Let the people know where you're calling from and what's your whole opinion on it. 6257, you're live on air. Call it 6257, you're live on air.
Peace, this is Pacquiao. Yeah, what's going on, fam?
Pacquiao, what's going on? What's going on? What's cracking?
Man, I'm calling out 3777. That's Tesnokomoko VA for everybody that's not familiar with that. Just call to chime in on the topic of the night or whatnot.
Okay.
All right. We're talking about.
Are you one of those, you know, you get in a relationship and it's been real good, like you had the long term joints, or are you looking to find out what it is you can do to help better your game?
I'm just somebody, you know, I've had, you know, a few experiences and whatnot, and for the most part, I've been blessed to have fairly good relationships in 26 years here, so, you know, I just want to help other people, whatever.
Okay, so with your things, what is it that you're doing that, that keeps them going? Because right now what you're doing, you're letting some of the people know, you know, your age range and younger and even older than you who have that bad luck. You know what I'm saying? So what made it work for you in the relationship that you had?
First and foremost, the relationship that I have with myself, because I spent a lot of time just trying to figure out who I was. Of course, you know, we all had that plight of high school, and then some of us got the experience college, some of us went into the workforce, some of us went into, you know, military, whatever. Just being able to examine myself and honestly give like an honest step back opinion of what it is that I like and what it is I don't like. What I would allow or tolerate to happen to me, because, you know, had a few bad experiences. Everybody has those, and you just gotta really take notes on what it is that you wanna participate in. What's good with you? Once you figure out what's good with you, then you can say, okay, all right, this is what I'm looking for in a mate or in a friend, because the people you surround yourself is eventually the people that's going to be in your ear when you need that advice, when you need to be talked out or something, or when you need to be encouraged and motivated to do something that you probably should do. You're going to need to look at yourself, and like I said, that's back to putting people in your immediate environment that reflect the same morals and opinion as you do.
Okay, so pretty much, and that's actually like it's good that you said that, because you know a lot of a lot of people, they're into the whole glitz and glamour of the relationship. Oh, they want the dude who drives this, or they want the girl who's sat there, and, you know, and they're not taking that time out to figure out really who they are and what they can bring to the table instead of come to the table ready to eat. You know, so I definitely appreciate you making that statement, because a lot of they don't really take the time out to do, I believe it's called a personal inventory. To, you know, look inside yourself, you know, and really you got to surround yourself with that type of, that type of energy. You know, that you're trying to put out. So I definitely feel what you're saying. But anything else, like what was some of the, because you said you had some bad experiences, so pretty much you would chalk that up as trial and error, right?
Yeah, you definitely can't. Everybody, for one, everybody is their own scientist. You got your own lab, you got your own elements that you're dealing with, because we all come here with different energies. We refer to them as zodiacs, or, you know what I'm saying, different governing bodies for ourselves. So, you know, those bad experiences, you just chop those up as experiments, and you definitely should be taking notes from what happened. You know, specifically, I know that certain things that I dislike about people around me as far as friends. You know, I don't like too many loud people around me. I don't like too many hotheads. And, you know, just general stuff, and you'd be surprised. Like, once you categorize these things, you'd be surprised how you can turn out some real good conclusions. Like, yo, I didn't realize, you know, X, Y, and Z was the reason why I feel flustered whenever we out together or whatnot. So I definitely say, yeah, those bad experiences is something that you should really go onto the chalkboard, write in your journal, and try throwing another variable, because it'll be insane to continue doing the same thing. Like you were saying, people are looking to track that mate that a lot of times it's a financial situation, because a lot of people are motivated by materialistic things. And the things that they see on the outside, they may not get from, you know, that individual emotionally. So, you know, they feel damaged. And it may be people that's actually more suitable for them that might not have that, but may be able to fit that mold emotionally for them. And it's hard when a person gets scarred from a bad experience, and that's what a lot of people is actually dealing with. From what I see in my plight, like, I see, you know, feeds all day where, you know, niggas ain't, you know, shit, or, you know, bitches ain't shit, and it's normal to hear that. And then you can't really, the form for that is kind of played out, because It's an old dialogue, you know what I mean? We are all grown-ups, or we are likely to believe we're grown-ups. We just really have to keep it 100 with each other as to what it is that we want. So that's when we talk about that whole commitment aspect. You know, a lot of brothers, they fall in situations that they put themselves in, and a lot of sisters, they fall in situations that they put themselves in. I personally believe that you always put yourself in any situation, no matter what results, you know what I'm saying, you end up with. You put yourself there. And the whole commitment aspect is what are you willing to give up to gain? You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a compromise to deal with a commitment or some type of agreement. Whereas maybe it may be monogamous or polygamous or, you know, open, whatever, you know.
Okay, okay. For those who don't know, it's pregame radio. We're covering relationship and commitment longevity. You know, so are you currently in a relationship now, or you between? What's your current status now?
I'd say I'm involved with somebody, and it's job tight. It's job tight, serious.
Okay. So far as you guys getting serious, you know, has there been any instances where, you know, you guys have clashed and someone was like, you know what, well, we're fighting over this pointless, let's, you know, move on. And in an instance like that, who's normally the first one to be like, hey, you know what, I was wrong, or hey, you know what, we're fighting over something stupid. Who's normally the first one to try to resolve the issue here?
It was definitely some tension, but not like, you know, it was tension as to where the relationship was going, you know, because you always have to restructure any type of agreement once it begins to grow, you know what I'm saying? Relationships are just like business, you know what I mean? For all the family that's out there, relationships is just like business. That's why when you get married, you have marriage licenses. You know what I'm saying? Like, you creating a trust there when you agree to do, you know what I mean, that thing of yours with whoever you're doing it with. And it was some tension when, you know, some unsaid things came in the play. Then, you know, it really was something that didn't need to be discussed. But we did it, though, because we both handled, you know, things like adults should. And we started something, and it's only right that we be the ones who dictate, you know, how it goes. Rules of engagements, bottom line, you know. And
it's the rules of engagement. And not to cut you off, I wanted to backtrack to something you said where now, right, you know, we got to treat relationships like a business. My thing is, really, because now in this day and age with XYZ and, you know, prenup being known as a forbidden word and everything like that, it seems that not the actual relationship, not the actual him and her together, it's the Mr. married Mrs., and now it's a big thing because once the marriage, you know, they feel it, so it's not working. First thing we want to do now is divide assets. You know, first thing we want to do is, oh, who's going to get the house? Who's going to get the cars? Who's going to get the dogs? Who's going to get the kids? So now it becomes a dissolution of a business when it started off as pure, you know, could have been physical attraction or whatever. What started off as something natural, it grew into a business, and it's now saying those businesses where now you're Fortune 500 and the two CEOs had a falling out, and the company gets split down the middle. Now it's more, you know, it's with the marriage, that's what it seems like, as opposed to, okay, the love just ain't there no more, let's part our separate ways, you get what you bought, I get what I bought, and let's call it a day. My thing is, like I said, it's never about the love anymore after a while, and I want to know those who did it, those that I'm talking like people who've been together decades, you know, they've been together for years on years, and they decide not to get married, and that love is still there like they just met last week. That's the stuff you don't see anymore because of the glitz and the glamour that people make marriage to be. Because my opinion, so ladies, don't try to look for me when I leave the studio and all like that, trying to find me. But it's more so to them, it's like that's their come up. You know, oh, I'm going to get married, so I'm going to be entitled to have this, have that. I'm not saying, oh, y'all women think that way. I'm just saying a good number. And it's that good number of women who are actually the main outlets into media society. So now all of their female listeners, the young teenage girls coming up, they think, oh, that's what they got to do. And it's not about the actual emotion anymore. But, hey, what do I know? I'm just an internet personality. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Me and the brother represent MVA. Make sure everyone check it for VA. there to attract Love Soul Cold by Pro Diligent. Also, I'm going to bring the VA favorite, Nat Burner, one of his tracks, and we'll be right back on Pregame Radio. Hit us up. We're rocking until 12 o'clock.
Right? I ain't messing with you, baby, that's the third strike. You keep bopping, I'ma keep rocking. Playing beat day, day like a meat market. I'm a player, you had me ready to settle down. Put the drugs on the shelf, put the metal down. We were supposed to move in, but you backed out. Now I'm on the air, mad in the trap out. Laying down, smoking badly out the last sound. Think about you all night till I passed out. Still smell your perfume on my pillowcase.
Little nibble, a little, my tongue swivel. You let out a giggle, oh, just splash with magic, put it. without you. It wasn't who I just chose to prove. Residue and the state and burnt the hole in you. State hit me with 32. Walk the street, flipping, straight tripping, straight tripping.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yes, we're back. That was some heat right there from that burner, Brooklyn Black. Eb in the building. Eb, what's good?
Yeah, what's poppin'? Actually, I've got a real sore throat right now. I'm feeling type horrible, but I'm here.
Well, we appreciate it. Right now, we are talking relationships and commitment longevity, and not to tire out your vocal cords, nothing like that, but is there anything you want to chime in with on that?
Well, I didn't hear what was previously stated, but I mean, we have commitment to a lot of different things. You know what I mean? We committed. Some people are more committed to fucking up than they are to doing the right thing. So, I mean, but they're committed. So, if you want longevity, it's a matter of having respect for the other person and recognizing that you don't own a person. Just because you're with someone, it doesn't mean you have the right to dictate who they see, who they hang out with, you know, the things that they do. I mean, if you with somebody, you with them, and you enjoy the things that they do, and even if you don't, you don't have a problem letting them do it. You know, it's about being a unit, but having the separate things about yourself that you can go out and do those things and still come back and be together, you know?
Okay,
hello.
And also,
okay. Yep. Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And I'm definitely with you on that. You know, it's not, you know, and once again, ladies don't, but they, most of the time they feel they're together, you know. Not that we like to go and do reckless shit when we get around our homies, but we do like still go see our homies. And the women, you know, some women, you know, it's not that. Like, we got to, you know, put that aside and we got to be all about her and building the family. But my thing is, why can't you still go ahead and do what you do with your friends, you know, because these are friends you grew up with or went to school with, whatever, and, you know, no matter what, we'll always be homies, you know, type thing. Why do they now have to take a back seat when I feel most men are able to juggle, like, with their friends and still come home and be, you know, the man that the wife looks for and got to raise the kids and do what he has to do?
Well, unfortunately, there are some people that don't know how to balance that out, and they spend entirely too much time, you know, maybe with their friends. And two, when a person beefs about who you're hanging with, 9 times out of 10 is because they don't care for that particular person, or they find that you get into the most trouble when you're with that person. I mean, those, you know, that can be the situation. It's not just one thing. You know, it's a lot. You know, it could be a lot of different things. We really don't know why. So when you hear your homeboy say, "Oh man, she always want me up under her," and so on and so forth, you know, you can't blame her. It may be that your homeboy don't spend enough time with her. It may be that your homeboy is with that other homeboy of y'all that, you know, he likes to stay in shit, keep shit going. So, I mean, you know, you gotta, and that's another thing too, friends, single friends that have friends that are in relationships, you have to respect that. If the person says, "Yo, I can't rock with you tonight because I'm rocking with my girl or I'm rocking with my dude," or whatever, you know, you don't have to be like, "Oh, come on, man, why don't you kind of let that," you know, that don't do that. You say, "All right, we'll catch up with you another time. Don't create a situation between that person and who they got to go home to, okay? Because you just, yeah, you're a friend, and maybe you've been friends since kindergarten and blah, blah, blah. If that's the case, then you've had more than your fair share of time with this person. Let them go ahead and enjoy their relationship. Get out the fucking way.
All right, we are getting to a call. The last four digits is 4533. You're live on Pregame Radio. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good evening, Vernon. This is Sharita.
Well,
how you
hello.
Doing? Hello, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Good evening. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're talking relationship and commitment longevity on the show tonight.
Okay. I just want to say that relationships, longevity, and commitments, when you get married with someone, you got to know why you're getting married. What is your motive? What is your goal? Why are you marrying that person? And are the two of y'all getting married for the same reason? Are you both on the same page? Do you have common goals with that person? Do you have a foresight? Where do you want to go? This is someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. So what are you envisioning for the two of y'all together, and then also for yourself? Because, you know, aside from the marriage, you have your own goals and things you want to achieve. Are they compatible with each other? And granted, you know, you may start out with those things in place, and they could change because people change. You know, you might have started out with those kind of common goals and things, but over the years, it changes. That does happen. But aside from that, just say if it doesn't happen, you know, doesn't change too much or get too skewed from what it originally was, you know, you have to work on your marriage, your relationship. Every day you have to work on it. You have to be present to help make it work. You have to respect each other and allow each other to be individuals and grow. And you're going to have those rough patches. There are going to be rough patches. Just like in your life, whether you're married or not, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have trials and tribulations in your marriage. It's, you know, how are you going to handle it? How are you going to work through it? And sometimes you may go all the way down. You may go all the way down to the ground and feel like, you know, we're not going to make it. This is just really hard. But, you know, sometimes you can find your way.
I can.
So how does it really go about determining those types of situations?
Say that again?
Like how, you know, what's the way of determining if you're in the type of situation where you could work through it and get out of it and get things back to where they were, or just to say, you know what, I tried, you know, we tried, it's too hard, and
mm-hmm.
part ways. Like, what would be a way of determining what situation you're in?
Because
either situation could start pretty much the same way.
Right. Yeah,
and
I wouldn't
know
that.
What type of situation you're in.
Right, I alluded to that. You could start the same way, and it could change. I mean, it's like you're in a fight. If you're truly committed, you're really committed, and that's what the both of y'all really want, you have to fight for it, and, you know, sometimes you do find a way. You may have to involve somebody else. You may have to do some counseling, find ways to better communicate with each other, you know, because sometimes that gets messed up. You know, we're not communicating clearly to each other what our wants and needs and desires are, you know. So you may need another person, like a counselor, therapist, or somebody to kind of help you through that.
Okay. Thank you, Sharita, for chiming in on the show. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Before you go, you want to give any shout-outs, anything like that?
Any shout outs? Well, okay, I'll just give a shout out to you. You're my godson. Give a shout out to Cheryl. And I get a shout out to Amoye, who's my husband of 38 years, God willing, in November. And I also want to add this too. You need God. You need Jesus. You need the higher power.
Okay, and there you have it, people. There were some great, awesome tips to keep the meant to keep the longevity going, keep the relationship going.
Yes.
And that's what tonight's all about.
Yes.
You know, so once again, Sheree, thanks a lot for all of it. Tonight, because I know everyone who leaves here tonight is going to have at least that bit of info to rock with.
Yes.
So I want to thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I want to say to you, keep your head up.
I'll do that. It's a big head, so I got to keep it up. You know, I have a strong neck.
You should keep it up. Okay. Good night. Be well.
Good night. Yes, it's Free Game Radio, and you know, shout out to anybody who has family come and support them. You know, so as long as you got that in a support system, pretty much you're good. But it's Free Game Radio 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black Ebb in the building. And you know, I think I got something that would go well with our moment tonight, with our whole theme and stuff. And hopefully, hopefully you caught the paper today. We will know, hopefully, if somebody needs to ask you tonight, because I don't think we've had a quiet week in society for years. You know, so hopefully there's something. If not, no matter. We still talk the relationship and mental longevity. It's pregame radio. We're here having fun tonight. At least I say so.
Just play the music. Hello.
Okay, motherfuckers. I've been keeping my mouth shut every time you try to tell me I can't make it without you. Go ahead and be a slouch, yo, and just sit on the couch, bro. I added to the list of all my reasons to out you. I ain't never had to mush a nigga, punch you or fight you. I ain't never had to stab a man, but nigga, I'm bout to. If I'm sick of doing dishes, ain't no reason to bitch. And when I'm sick of giving pussy up, no reason to pout, yo. I'm a grown-ass woman, I don't need your approval. I don't have to listen, I can auto-mute you. Keep this in mind, niggas, I ain't have to choose you. I can let you be yourself, but boo yourself's a loser. And I don't want to lose you. And my heart, the truth is, you got lots of potential, but you have no future. And it's a sad dilemma, and it's a bad dispute. But at the end of the day, I might just have to boot you.
Bitching again. I'm not surprised. I'm the wackest nigga walking the way I look in your eyes. I'm a fucking joke according to the shit that you saying. But what's really worse, me for being this way or you for staying? And you ain't exactly the picture perfect partner yourself. If it wasn't for me, you'd be by your goddamn self. I'm the one that play Captain Saber when that nigga you favored over me signed another hole of score and made a layup. Duke was raping your bank accounts, copping pills and J's while your lights was out. Rent wasn't paid, but I'm the lame. You stay popping shit. Honestly, yo, it's making me sick. Listen to your friends when they all want to pick Nick on his dick. You trust their words more than mine, and I told you them hoes trifling. That chick Tasha cheated on a man, sucking nice to him, and this is who you listen to. No wonder you fucking miserable. Count my face with that bullshit, yo, I'm sick of you.
Yeah, we're live back on Pregame Radio. Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. We're rocking for about the next hour or so. Still talking relationships and longevity. We learned a lot, you know, a lot tonight. So shout out to the brother from VA that called in earlier. And shout out to Sheree for calling in and dropping rules in 38 years. Wow, that's a lot of working, so I definitely take what she's saying. I'm, you know, writing it down on my pad, and I'm studying that. So, Ev, what about you? Are you for that? Like, is what's tonight's show helpful for you?
I mean, helpful how, son? I pretty much, you know, I've been in enough relationships to know pretty much what is going to work for me and what is not going to work for me. So, I mean, the advice that I heard is great. I agree with it and most of it myself. The most important being that you gotta have a respect for each other, and be a unit of individuals that can do different things and at the end of the day still come back together and make it work. Having a healthy respect for each other. I would have to marry my best friend. I would marry my best friend, but she's a girl and she's my cousin, so I can't do that. But real talk, it has to be somebody that you can have a good conversation with, have fun with, be able to show all of yourself to, because a lot of times we just show our representative and we keep up that facade for years with people. The most intimate details of ourselves we don't share with them because we know it's something that they wouldn't agree with or they wouldn't like or even understand. And at that point, you should really know that that's not the relationship for you. You should be able to be yourself 100% with whomever it is that you're with. Girls on.
And also, I would say one thing. Don't let Facebook run your relationship.
Yeah, you like, people, you live your, you know, you play your whole relationship is playing out on a social network. That's kind of whack. I mean, it's one thing when you, okay, you want to change your relationship status. Fine. Okay, but every time you guys have an argument or every time something goes wrong, it's not for you to get up there and air that shit out and tell the world. Because, I mean, really, why would you want thousands of people? Because, you know, as I know, there's a lot of y'all out there, you're actually a match on your friends list, and none of those people are your friends. You don't know those people. Cut it out, okay? Stop it. Your some shit is you need to keep to yourself. It should be just your personal business. And don't be getting mad when a random person pop up and comments on your very personal, intimate thought that you put up in your status for your 4,000 friends to see. You know? Cut it out. Stop it. You know what, like I said, you want to change it?
If you got to become a part-time hacker to see what the other person is doing,
That's Facebook stalking shit. I mean, and you know what? That's not even reserved to people in relationships. I've had people, you know, stalk my profile, comment on every damn picture, and go to the page, the wall of everybody they seen that I commented on, and all that other. Just cut that shit out. Stop it. Stop it. Real talk. If you're in any kind of relationship, it's a real relationship is outside of that Facebook shit. Okay? Real talk. I'm up there to keep up with family members and to play apps. All my real friends and shit, we call each other. We talk. We see each other. You know? And for those that in out of state, you know, different states, hey, Charlene. Hey, Nick. How y'all doing? We still close, you think? Those are real relationships. There's a difference between that and a Facebook friend. Real talk. Not to say there's some of you on Facebook, I like you guys. You're friends in my head. We laugh, we joke on some shit. Some of you guys, I probably wouldn't hang with in real life. And some of you guys I would, you know. But, I know the difference between, you know, what's real up there and what's not.
That's what's up. 347-857-4302 is Pregame Radio. We're rocking for the next hour. Also, we still, going in and out about
Hold up. Speaking of relationships, Alex, Cheyenne, I think I called it about a month or two ago. I see y'all. I like it. I think it's cute. I think he's sweet, Shire, professing his love for Alex, for Lady Steel, for the world.
I'm not even going to entertain it until one of them makes a formal statement.
A formal statement's been made. You better stop playing. You better go to Ramps of Steel and check it out. Stakes have been made.
I've seen the post. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta find out what's what. And in the interest of, good radio journalism, we gotta find out. We gotta do the research. Like how Alex do
I saw it straight from the horse's mouth. He said he loved
his
girl. And when he get himself together, he coming for her. That's all the confirmation I need.
Well, what did she say?
She's like, oh, my God. So, when a person says nothing, it more or less answers your question. I like them together. I like it too. I will say this. And this is off the subject of Alex and Shia right now. This is about the NYPD, how they're really about to bring down a grand jury indictment on 17 cops about this ticket fixing scandal. And it says it goes all the way to one police plaza. I want to say that, you would expect, you shouldn't have any expectations, You can be hopeful, but you shouldn't have any expectations. But you would think that the police department, they want to foster certain relationships with the community. They want people to trust them, and they want people to believe that they're really here to protect them and not the interests of corporate America. But nonetheless, it's an abuse of power. It is an abuse of power when you do things because you can. It doesn't mean you're supposed to. It's one thing, we all have a little, you would call it professional courtesy, as, for instance, I'm speeding and my uncle's a cop, so when the cop pulled me over, I show my uncle's badge thing to let them know that, I belong to somebody that's on the force, and so I'm allowed to go ahead. There are certain instances when, that's okay, and everybody does it. Everybody does it. You got a friend at the bank, the line is long, your friend's going to wave you down and be like, just come up to my window. It's already established, okay? It's crowded in the store, but you go in there every day. Guess what? Sometimes you can go in there, you don't have to ask for shit. The guy knows what you want. He sees you and he makes it for you. I mean, just like those little courtesies. But certain things it can cause a problem, and it trickles down and it affects other people. And there are certain positions where you just can't provide the professional courtesy or do the favor for a friend or a family member that you would like to. You can't do it, not without compromising your own integrity. And I think it's fucked up that now the cop is going to be indicted and people already have lost respect for them. People already are fearful of the police. People already believe that the police are bullies, and, you know, they hide behind their badges and their guns. And just the fact that they're about to indict these 17 people kind of gives a little, you know, a little truth to that. It makes it hard to not believe when you hear those things about police. And it's fucked up because just yesterday I was giving them a shout out for them enjoying themselves at West Indian Day, the West Indian Day parade. And they're about to suspend those cops, I think, for 60 days without pay. They're still investigating that, too. It's nothing to investigate. They were talking to the girls at the parade, but I mean, that's what people do. How do people go to the parade to see gyrating, half-naked girls and to touch them if they can? I mean, come on, be fair. Okay? So, I mean, you know, the cops joined in the fun. It was in all good fun, you know, but now you turn around and you have these people, and not for nothing, it's just fucked up. It can make the most liberal of person say, yo, come on, man, really? Can nobody be trusted? You know, can nobody be trusted? So they need those 17 cops. They, you know, for abuse of power, for abuse of position, they need their ass. You got to know when to draw the line. I mean, shit, my brother managed a fucking cell phone store, and I couldn't even get a fucking accessory free. Y'all best believe me when I tell you. Why? Because he didn't want to abuse his position, and he couldn't be put in a position to take a loan. And that's the bottom line. Yeah, I just blew you up.
But yeah, we got to get into a drink. We got to come right back. 347-857-4302. It's pregame radio. Brooklyn Black, F in the building. We're rocking. We'll be back.
You know me, all the bottles of the bubbly. Now the models all around wanna rubber me. You can imitate but never be another me. I know this life of a one gon' be the death of me. But we gon' ball till we fall, yeah, definitely. You talk about the next best thing, mention me. I'm the underrated, most hated, heavy hitter. Don't leave your girl around me, nigga, come and get her. Cause I ain't gotta do much, you already snow. And I'ma keep it real, I don't fuck every hoe. I'm smoking cigars in Panama with a bunch of bras walking around with their bras and their panties on. The life of a boss, vacation on private resorts. Been a penthouse, winning cabins and lost. Clear Air Force, matching see-through Porsche. I'm starting on these niggas, what the fuck you thought? I'm tanning on a yacht, laid back, getting hella top. Reading my emails on a Bluetooth watch. Her body sick, could've started on Baywatch. Instead, she with me, massaging my feet in arch. Eating steamed crabs and lobsters, shrimps and scallops. I'm a king, son is a prince, the crib is a palace. Riches see me in the dress. Me as your highness, cause I'm the one who spoiled them in five-star diners. Classy females with a touch of elegance, grace, finesse, and beauty, the five elements. To a five-star chick that attracts this young veteran. Presidential suite, first night, let's settle in. Start fresh in the AM, and settle then. Don't disturb signing the door, cause we gon' get it in. Take a day to reach our destination. I pay for everything, girl, with no hesitation. I ain't stunting, baby girl, this is how I live. Niggas call it tricking, I just think I like to give. She look in my eyes and had to crack a smile, cause she know she ain't dealing with a broke nigga now. Deep sea diving in the Cayman Islands. Tomorrow we sightseeing while we playing Trey albums. A week in the mountains is better than public housing. She said, what about her ex? I said, what about him? If he got a problem, don't worry, it's not a problem. I'm from Harlem, any problem, I'm a any other issues on your mind, let me resolve them. Stressed out, sex therapy, release the stress out. Karma suit your girl, bring the best sex out. Showing your good time, girl, that's what I'm about.
Yeah. to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this. It's been a long time coming, but I'm here now. UE Urban Enterprise. June was good. It's your boy Johnny Swagger. Great with rivals. You know? Great ones. TGO, what's good? All Stars. Harlem. You know? Ghost Rider for Hire if you need me. Any features, collabos, just hit me up. Easy and real simple, you know? That's what I do, baby.
Game Radio, Brooklyn Black.
Guess what? Yo, I wanna since we're speaking of the police, this is back and forth with them. I do want to give a shout out to Police Commissioner Ray Kelly for issuing the order reminding cops of the police department's policy on pot arrest. And the policy is that officers are not to arrest people. They are not to arrest people on misdemeanor drug charges for possession of small amounts of weed, meaning if they observe you coming from a weed spot or you may have, they have been caught you doing something as dumb as hand-to-hand out in the street, I can't believe people are still doing that, but if they catch you and they ask you to, you know, grab it in your pocket and they find a little bag of weed or something, up to, if I'm correct, an ounce, they're not supposed to arrest you. They're supposed to give you a summons. So all you out there, you know, that smoke, and some of you get caught because you're not paying attention now, you're rolling in the street. But if by chance you do get stopped by police and they do ask you to, you know, empty your pockets, and they do find some weed, remind them that they are only to give you a summons, that they cannot arrest you, and remind them to refer back to Police Commissioner Ray Kelly's order. It was issued to remind cops not to, and it's the department's policy. Remind them it's the department policy. You can't arrest me. Tell them it's the department policy. Give me my summons and be, and let me be on my way. Okay?
Shout out to Ray Kelly.
Lady Still is here.
What's up, Still?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Ev,
hi.
And Brooklyn.
How are you?
Still,
Ellie.
Oh,
fine.
On your page.
I know. I see everybody wanted to mess with me today.
I was gonna save it for tonight.
I've been getting it all day.
I didn't say nothing on your page. I waited. So
it horribly backfired on me. Huh?
So what's the deal? Is it or isn't it?
No, it was a joke. He said he was going to put something on my wall, and I was like, okay, fine, don't make me OD on yours. And he was like, I dare you. So, of course, I did. I went on his wall, and I OD'd. I put out a PSA that he was mine, and then he switched it up and put it on mine. And then it started a whole frenzy, and nobody believes me. So it is what it is.
Okay, see, that's what I was waiting for. So it's a joke. It's a prank going on. So leave
well, he
them
says
alone.
He's serious.
Stop.
It's not a prank. He loves her, and he wants to be with her, and he's going to get his shit together. And when he gets it together, he's going to get the girl, okay?
Oh, my God.
I love you. I like you.
I'm going to be putting
batteries in his back.
Yeah, I see the batteries. You have rechargeable batteries you're using. I did want to address the Troy Davis situation, though.
Let's do it.
Because that really did, like, hurt my heart. I never met the man, but I think people really, like, every time something big happens, we, you know, we feel it, but then we don't follow up on it. And people like to say the law is, like, messed up, but the justice system is that it's a system, and there's, like, so many different parts to it. One can't compare that to the Casey Anthony trial, even though it seems like it's an obvious comparison, but it's two different states and two different crimes. Like, you know, the officer, the life of an officer has more regard than a regular civilian. And with that being said, even though in my heart I don't believe that he was guilty, the punishment is going to be a lot more severe. They, however, you know, did abuse their power and tried to pretty much cover their tracks because they don't want to admit that they made a mistake. And that's pretty, like, wrong. I think that we embarrassed ourselves. You know, Georgia is more than, you know, the United States is more than Georgia, but still, they represented us this week, and it looked horrible. A lot of people from overseas were protesting and sat there and watched that happen. And will probably never come to the United States because of that.
And the whole thing is messed up. It is ass backwards. Especially when the next day they grant this dude clemency who actually killed somebody and admitted to it. And
but it's
everything.
A different. It wasn't a cop. That's why. There's a bit, like I said, like the life of an officer or a judge is held in higher regard than a regular civilian. Like, don't you see those little signs on the bus that say, like, you know, now the bus drivers are covered under the same protection of, like, police officers? You know, the crimes are, murder is murder, but depending on who you murder or depending on who you're accused of murdering is going to dictate the outcome of the actions taken against you. And Georgia is still kind of stuck back in the day, which is why I would never move there.
Okay. Well, ladies, so what else is new? What else
has
got going on?
I've been promoting a show that I'm working on, or at least, you know, behind the scenes that I'm working on. Actually, an attorney. She's a high-profile criminal defense attorney from Miami, and she's currently shooting her reality show for NBC Nonstop, so you could look out for that coming up as well. I'll be promoting it every day. And I'm working with a guy, Mike Jean. He's Haitian. He's from Haiti. And he's a writer and a producer and a humanitarian. He raises a lot of money for different causes across the globe. So those are, you know, two interesting people that you definitely want to look out for when I do post about them.
Okay, okay. Because it seems like you've had a pretty interesting week.
All over the place. I'm looking into trying to see what I have to do to start a foundation as far as, you know, for prisoners' rights. Prisoners are considered like America's trash, but they do have rights too, and especially for those that are wrongly incarcerated. You know, somebody has to make sure, because on paper they have rights, but somebody has to make sure that those rights are enforced, you know. They're supposed to get 3 meals a day, but on weekends they only get 2 meals a day, and the shit that they're getting served is pretty much flop. So, I mean, somebody has to at least try to look into it and do what they can.
Sure, indeed, sure, indeed. We got to get to a track real quick and come right back. It's Free Game Radio. Lady Steele, Brooklyn Black, and of course, Ebb is in the building with us. Hit us up 347-857-4302.
Yo. Real quick. I am heartbroken right now. I just found I'm late. I just found out that all my children is no more.
Yes, you're very late.
Hey, like, all my children. Because, see, I don't watch TV like that, Alex.
Oh, I posted about it, and Susan Lucci is
very... But you know what, Alex? You post 80 things every 10 minutes, and when I get to one, I comment, and by the time I go from that one, you posted 85 other things, and sometimes I just can't keep up. Okay? Sometimes I can't. Certain things, I would appreciate a tag. You can just tag me, so you make sure that I see it. You got so much going on. It's so much.
I will keep that in mind.
Thank you. Yes. Go ahead, Black.
We got Spider-Man in the building. Spider-Man, what's good, man?
What's going on, people? How's everything doing? How have you people been?
You already know.
I'm back from the island of the lost. Back from the void. What is good?
Well, you know, the
you have the internet on fire and everybody hitting me up.
Excuse me, I'm just letting you know right now. At least I'm not lying. I'll put it like that.
Well, I support you. I am team
You're not the
Spider-Man.
Wait a minute.
Spider-Man right now. I say you're remarkable. You have admitted to having some difficulties. You are addressing it. You are working on it. And you are promising to get your girl. And I'm going to do everything in my power to help you.
You know what, E? For real? Real talk? I honestly do appreciate that compliment, but I still got a lot to work on. And I can put it out there, you know what I'm saying? I had Black behind me. You know, he went ahead and gave me his little pep talk. And most of the time I've had steel on my ass to go ahead and kind of punch me in the face and be like, bitch, wake up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I honestly, from another human being to another human being, I do appreciate that. Real talk. No bullshit.
No, I mean, that is something because people are not, yo, the first thing people do is not be honest with themselves. That's why they stay stuck and fucked up. And you have shown tremendous honesty. I mean, you just put it out there. You like, wow, you know, well, not that you're a stranger to just putting things out.
All right.
I know, a little bit too much, and we can't have that. But
listen,
either way.
But listen, it's real, and I would rather have somebody that is honest and real like that than to have some fake-ass motherfucker telling me what they think I want to hear or doing the things they think I want them to do. It's a farce. At least you know what you're getting.
I hear that. And that, you know, that's something I mean, for me, it's always been, what is it? It's always been, hey, if I can at least admit my problem, at least I shouldn't be afraid to ask for help, you know? And ain't nobody perfect. You know, I always say the only perfection is imperfection. With imperfection, at least you're always able to build on yourself, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm still climbing that ladder, so hopefully I'll get to the top one day, and I'll still be able to climb.
You will because you're trying, because you're making the effort. Okay? You hear that, Alex?
Yes, I hear.
The effort is being made. Okay? I love it.
It looks like he's working towards getting this girl, so...
I had people hit me up like, I knew it. I already knew it. I'm like, you knew what? So
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I
have absolutely no idea what you guys are talking about. I'm just talking about self-improvement.
Don't concern yourself, Alex, with what other people is really, what other people is thinking. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. If this is what it is, or if that's what it is, then that's what it is. Period. Rock out with your fuck out.
Oh, my God.
Real talk.
But, guys, I'm checking in with you. I have to leave out. I'll check in with you again probably in about a half an hour.
What?
All right. In half an hour, the party will be done.
Party done.
No, it won't.
Well, first of all, real talk, I didn't come in until about 10:30, and that's because I happened to be flipping through my phone, trying to catch
up. Wait, we started early or something?
Yeah, he was already in full. She was already done with the throwbacks by the time I called.
Well, since when is it 10 o'clock?
I just did it for tonight. This is
okay.
On the pregame radio.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I feel
well, I'll try to call when I'm outside from my cell phone. I'm on the house phone now. So I'll see you guys soon.
Hey, Alex.
Alex, she know what's up. It looks like Eb is rocking with Spider-Man on this one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I am. I just know this real talk. I can appreciate. I know how sometimes it's like a weight is lifted when you come to the realization of certain things, and you get certain elements out of your life, or you come out the fog, or you wake up as you say it, or whatever it is. It's a liberating feeling. It feels like you just got, you know, a weight lifted off you. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to share that. And if you are honest and for real about your feelings for her, then real talk, I'm really in support of that. I think that's a beautiful thing. I was laughing my ass off when you said you was going to kill Barry, though. That shit was funny as hell. It's been like a little soap opera.
I was just playing around.
I know, but it was hilarious nonetheless. All right. Moving on, Black.
What? Like I said, we got to get into some music real quick and come right back. 347-857-4302 is the number. Hit us up. It's pregame radio, and we'll be right back.
I just kind of want to, like, exercise on this shit real quick.
Let me stretch first, bro.
It's gritty like music in the building, man. It's like my nigga Cannon said, B. We so, like, 28th century. You niggas is very 19th century. Dark ages. Check me out, yo. I make you uncomfortable. Have my niggas looking at you like, hey, yo, who man is that? And someone end up snuffing you. Man, this shit is nothing, Duke. I snatch a magic carpet right from under you and break a fucking tooth, sucker punching you. All my niggas eating, yeah, my whole team munching, dude. Got your baby mama at the crib in a fucking tooth. I improved Dillinger, so tell me who the fuck is you. My life is like a movie reel, and every day is something new. I got all my thunder shades. I don't even see you, ho. Dinner with them classy women coming on them skis, ho. So them girls leave me alone, but I can't leave the streets alone. Ain't nobody watching nothing, I can't leave the beef alone. I can't leave the Hennessy, the pussy, and the weed alone. You niggas can't leave the cops and the DTs alone. Money is the motive, but respect is what I'm in it for. Yeah, I got that butcher flow, every time I spit it raw. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I'm leaping over any opposition that's in front of me. Griffin on the baseline, Rose on the first step. Nigga, I'm Larry Bird and Magic when they first met. Good like a blowjob, great like a Biggie, nigga. Thuggin' like I'm Tupac, living like a gritty nigga. Niggas got no luck, I'm Dirk on the poster. Shaq on the low block and Starks on the poster. A veteran, a soldier, a gentleman, an animal. Blood on my hands, a nigga savage like a cannibal. Brutal like a beatdown, rugged like a legionnaire, frontin' like you niggas, super thug, but all I see is fear. I don't even wanna know, fuck you niggas' resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I don't even wanna know, fuck you niggas' resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23.
Karl Malone on a fucking Utah Jazz, nigga, with Stockton throwing in the alley-oops. Gritty Life Music.
Yeah, so we're back, pre-game radio. We're here chilling, Ebb in the building, Spider-Man rocking with us. And also, we got Miss Brooklyn in the building. What's good, Miss Brooklyn?
Well, damn. So what's popping, pregame? I didn't even put my hand up yet. I wanted to hear the topic. Hey.
Let's see if I keep Miss Brooklyn waiting too long. She turns into Brooklyn Hogan, and then I get screamed
You're
at on my own show.
Straight. We're Lady Stealer Evan. New shoes is on the second too.
What's good, Brooklyn Hogan?
Radio.
Lady Steele's in my closet
Hi,
right now. Don't worry about it.
Wait, hold on.
Who the hell was that sounding like they just
Who
woke
is
up?
That?
Who was that?
Hey,
that just woke up?
Oh, hold on now. Wait, I guess I gotta reintroduce myself.
Yeah,
oh my
please
God.
Do.
Yeah, reintroduce yourself, and it don't sound like he just woke up. But if you did, just stay right there. I'ma hurry up and get dressed, and yeah. Now introduce yourself again. Hold on.
Wow.
Yeah, so are we waiting? Introduce yourself. What's your name? I'm New Shoes, and that's Brooklyn. What's your name?
New Shoes, you already know who this is. This is Shia the Spider-Man. You already know what it is with me.
Spider-Man, whoa. So what?
Spider-Man, you scary.
Yay.
Look, I'm gonna let y'all get it in.
What's good, ladies? How y'all doing this evening?
Okay.
How are you?
So I guess right now, this is considered voice candy. Is that that's what that shit will be called? Voice candy?
Voice candy? Oh, I never
heard
of
that.
How,
like,
hold on.
Who is voice candy?
Think about it.
You're
you know, you got eye
now
candy.
You're scaring me.
That's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, scaring me.
Wow. His voice sounds good. What are you talking about?
No, he sounds like he needs to cough. He sounds like he needs some honey lemon and he needs to cough. He's scaring me.
I sound like I need to cough. Is that what you said? I can't. Yeah, I'm confused. That's talking about relationships, right? Well, yes, we were going in on that. Something about Lady Steel coochie is not for sale. Wow. First of all, if I hear another thing about Lady Steel's pussy again, I'm coming to New York and personally slapping all of y'all with the head of my dick.
Oh, wow. I'm not from New York.
I'm from Baltimore, son. That's how much you know.
Oh, you from Baltimore? Oh, you was on the wire with Omar and all of that?
Baltimore.
I live with Baltimore, son, on his block where he lives.
Pandemic. She's
in a mess. I'm grabbing. Yeah, I had grape soda today, and I'm just everywhere. Excuse me. I had grape soda.
Okay, Mama. That's very. Hey, Mama. That's beautiful and that's interesting. Hey, Brooklyn Black.
What's poppin'?
Oh.
Hey, man. I know I've been gone for a while. I know. You and I got to talk. I already know that. But who is this Mickey Mouse sounding chick that?
I sound like Mickey Mouse.
Let me say Minnie Mouse. I don't mean to get everybody says that.
Yeah, you've been gone for a minute, so I'm gonna give you the website. I'm gonna give you the link, and I'm gonna give you the Twitter, and you can do your homework.
Oh, you sound like Anna Kay a little bit. My homegirl Raven's homegirl.
Nah, she sound like Nicki Minaj. What are you talking about?
I sound like
Listen, I sound like voiceover. Thank you.
I mean, you know what it is.
Hold on. Hold on. I had to throw Mucha. Hold on. Here's what I'm going to do. All right? For those who don't know, that is...
Brett, what you going to do, hon?
...of MFIR Radio.
No,
wait. Can you run that?
No.
Say it again. Wait.
I got this.
Say
no,
it again.
It's just Brooklyn and New Shoes. That's it.
Yeah. Formerly
of MFIR Radio.
Put it like
formally.
That.
Formerly.
No. Yeah, formerly of MFIR Radio. Thank you.
Formerly. Now, if you want to look into that, you can look into that. But,
No.
Matter of fact,
I heard Brooklyn Black, he going to, set up a date. You have to get the interview popping on Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Ebony Show, exclusive.
Yeah.
So we have to come on in, and we're going to do good.
I
don't know where Evan. I thought she was here. I thought I heard her.
I'm here.
So I'm straight up to
Evan, what you doing?
You smoking, Evan? Evan got a sore throat. Evan's catching a cold,
sir.
So Evan's chilling
now.
Poor
baby.
I'm here. But look,
thank you.
Y'all come on. Y'all always take over the pregame, so I'm letting y'all do what y'all do. I'm here.
Hey, Evan.
Not trying to take over.
Ebony,
I got
a question for you, Mama.
Yes, Spider, go ahead.
You're a queen, ain't you?
I'm a queen.
Oh, ladies.
Yeah, when I say queen, when I say queen, you know, I was looking at your Facebook and all that, and I see the little art things that you're actually into and all that. When I say queen, you know, I was being taught to be a god. Feel what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So that's what I'm asking you.
Well, I'm into quite a few things.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
I know you've been on this earth a little bit longer than me, so I'm just asking because
I'm into quite a few things.
All right, cool.
Quite a few things. Now, New Shoes Brooklyn, so what's next for y'all ladies?
Mm-hmm.
They doing a new show.
What's next is,
just taking it to the
We're not leaking it.
Exactly.
Let me just say this, because we can't leak it. You know, the world have eyes. The world have ears. But let me say this. When you're a brand and you put yourself out the way you do and you got a crazy following the way you do, people watch you and they watch what you do. And you don't even have to make any moves. They doing it for you. I'm going to just say shout out to DJ Trace.
Definitely.
Yo, shout out to DJ Trace. Like, yo, real
brother, I love you.
Shout out to DJ Trace for getting us a new home within 24 hours. That's it. We no longer on Block Talk. We will not be on Block Talk, but you guys could come through to the new home. We're not going to put it out, you know, out there like that, but we would love to have y'all come through to the new home, chop it up with y'all, have a seat, cop a squat, let's go, you know. And if you thought you tuned in, you know, Breakfast Club,
don't
what?
Believe
That's
you.
What y'all going to be saying. Breakfast Club what? Excuse me.
Thank you.
Yeah, we no longer forget online radio shows now. We going after prime time spots. It's that serious. Breakfast Club, what? I mean, you know?
Wow.
It's what we do.
And I just want to say to all, everybody that's listening, I'm sorry. What happened?
I said congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all gotta come through. If your husband come through, I'm gonna come drag you my damn self. You gotta come through.
You
be expecting to see y'all come through, not playing though. You two
do get up on there. When you do get up on there, when you do get up on there, tell the God I said peace. You know, go ahead and do your thing, Mama. That's what's up.
Okay.
We're excited for y'all.
Thank you. We can't wait either. Please, I'm excited. Period. Like, y'all should have heard me earlier today.
But I just want to say, like,
yeah, y'all
should have
heard us. Y'all really should have.
Don't believe the hype. Let me tell y'all, anybody that knows me personally, if you want to ask questions, y'all know how I get down, especially when it comes to business and networking. Do not believe the hype. Like, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not even going to give nobody fucking fame right now. But, listen, pregame radio, let us know when me and Brooklyn can come get that exclusive interview.
Oh, right.
Let's work that out. Like, thank you, Black. Let's get on it, son.
But I called because I wanted to find out about the relationship topic y'all had going on.
Man.
What is this topic about?
This is the thing. It wasn't an actual topic. I kind of hijacked the show for like 2 seconds, but that's my fault.
Okay, so what happened? Put me on.
That's Black's choice. If I can even do that.
Yes, I'm here. How we doing? Yes, I'm here.
Talking about the topic of the show.
All right, well, pretty much, people called in. They gave their own tips and opinions on how to keep it going, how they kept theirs going. And we were just taking calls on that. I played some music, and you have come in and, of course, made pregame radio what it is.
Oh, my God.
So basically, the topic is how do people keep like relationships going as far as keeping it fresh and all things like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, can I put my two cents in real quick? Yep. You know it.
Spider knows how relationships.
I have one thing to say. Twitter was good. Twitter was good. Make sure y'all ready. Twitter world, y'all ready? At pregame radio, at Miss Brooklyn, at Miss New Shoes, hashtag down team no hands. And make sure y'all put Aunt Lady still up in that too. Pound team no hands. That's all you need to know. And like, your relationship will be good from everything. Like, I mean, no. Aside from the joke, you know what? Actually, I recently learned how you keep your relationship great. And how you keep things good is just, you got to listen to what your mate want. Listen to what they want and give it to them. Point blank, period. Like, I'm learning that myself. Like, I'm learning, like, it's not what you think you know. It's like, you listen to them. Not everybody's the same. So you sit them down and be like, what do you want? If they worth you give it to them, then give it to them. Anything they want, you give it. If you're not ready and other things. If they say, you know, they want another dude in the bedroom and they want, you know, to fondle that dude with you, you tell them, no, that's not, no, I'm just joking, right? It's just vice versa. It's vice versa. You guys got to listen to each other. Like, you're really listening to each other and try to fulfill each other's needs. Like, really try and fulfill them. And as far as the bedroom, team no hands.
Well, okay, team, no hands. I can partially co-sign that. I was saying I could partially co-sign that, but you know it doesn't always. I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you exactly how I can partially co-sign. All I have to do is sign my first name, not my last. But what it is. You know, I can understand, you know, of course you need to listen to your mate. Of course you need to go ahead and respect what your mate wants. But at the same time, regardless of what your mate wants, that's not always what you want. And yes, sacrifices are needed in relationships. Cool. That's not a problem. But sometimes the sacrifices that you make are going to break your heart down, especially if this is somebody you really want to be with. You know what I'm saying? I'm just coming out of something that I'm talking, when I say fuck me up, I mean, I was done. I was doing stupid shit. I'm talking about rolling around in my Beamer with a weapon in my trunk, you know what I'm saying, ready to do some stupid shit. And it was all based off the idea that, okay, if I do this for this person, it's going to benefit the relationship. Nah, fuck that. You know, now, not to say that you shouldn't listen to what your mate is saying, but you should also listen to what your heart is saying to you. You know what I mean? The hardest thing in the world is to let go of somebody that you actually love because you know it would be beneficial for you and your family. You know what I'm saying? Hard as that would be, you still need to do it sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So I can feel what you're saying, but you have to watch out for
you
what you're going to allow.
I mean, were you dating a hoodlat? You was running around with the you know, the things and the being like, you had to do an audition?
Check this out. No, that's cool, but that's still a good question though. Think about it. This is the thing. The chick's from Georgia, right? And
you fell in love with a stripper. Stop it.
This is somebody I deployed to Afghanistan with. This is somebody I was in the army with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like she was A1. You know what I mean? As far as career goes. You know, it's just her upbringing was totally different. You know what I mean? Like, I'm from the hood, but I wasn't raised hood. But I know how hood people can be. I know how certain females can be with a certain type of upbringing. So I can kind of understand why she is the way she is. And if you're going to go ahead and identify her as a hood chick, she would be a hood chick. You know what I'm saying? But I still try to sacrifice my own personality and my own feelings for this person to try to keep her, and that's something that kind of destroyed myself.
You know, I agree with you. I do. Like, I agree with what you're saying. Sometimes it can break you. Sometimes you don't want it, and it'll also fake because you love that person. Like, you really, like, I mean, I'm not even going to say love. You in love with that person. That person has captured somewhat of your soul, you know, that you love them deep from your, what's the word, your craw, like, you know,
But,
I mean, it shouldn't be burdensome. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to get related to nothing like that, but I've read that love with patient and kind, and it can't be burdensome. So, you know, if you're in love and love is burdensome, then you need to rethink it. Like, I mean, honestly, your love should be forever. Forever. Irrevocable, like, forever. Nothing could stop it. Like, and it's sad to say a lot of people don't get to experience that. A lot of people think they have it, but they really don't. But, you know, sometimes it's like if you really do have that love, you know, some things shouldn't be burdensome. And of course, your mate needs to understand how far, you know, sometimes they can take it too far with the request and stuff like that. It needs to be like meet me halfway. That's just what I'm going to say. Just meet me halfway.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's no reason why shouldn't you have your driver with a heater in the truck and you about to pop somebody, you know? Like, we can't do that. How could you want to do
that? We're going to take a couple calls. Last 4 digits is 8088. You're off on Free Game Radio.
Hi. I was calling in to thank you for the first part of your show on relationships and commitment and longevity. And you had a few callers on that had been in relationships for several years. And it takes more than just thinking you want to be with someone. But what happens, unfortunately, in the beginning, people don't talk to each other. They don't get to know who they are. And what happens is you grow apart. However, if there's something that you really want to do, you talk it out. You find out where you're going, because people change all the time. And as long as you guys can have that open communication and be honest with each other and with yourself, first of all, well, then you can manage to work through it. And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's got to be something that you really want, and even be able to know if it's not what you want and what's not negotiable, then to let it go and keep it moving. And when in the old days they said, everybody got to bring 50%. No, you come to the table with 100%, and you can't do that unless you know who you are. And I just want to thank you for bringing that topic to the table. And I hope that you have more topics like that, because it's not just about the music; it's about everyday living.
That's what's up. That's real talk right there.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to go right into the next one. Last 4 digits is 6868.
What's good? You're live on Free Game Radio. Brooklyn, you scaring my callers again?
I'm not doing anything. Matter of fact, you call, you know, pregame, we love you guys. Thank you. Ev, I see you, boo. I hear hello.
I see you too, mama. I see you too,
Brooklyn
baby.
Black, what's good, boo? Tell Lady Steele we came by. My phone is dying. And New Shoes is on my line. She's on, so she's going to go when I go. My phone is dying. We love you guys. We want to see you. And
love y'all.
Finish up.
Love
y'all.
Bye.
Thank you, Brooklyn Black.
All right. Shout out to them. New Shoes in Brooklyn. Doing
the damn thing. Yeah, I'm gonna eventually end up teaching them a lesson one day. But anyway.
Yo, you a man.
This guy. All right, we got about 10 minutes left in the show, so big shout out to everyone who called on to check in. Shout out to New Shoes in Brooklyn doing the thing. Shout out to Lady Steel. Shout out to Spider-Man. Ev, of course, you know, you go back like horse season, Cadillac, son. You know, but of course, hit us up on Twitter. I'm Brooklyn Black. Follow Shire. Everybody who smoked the 3 days under the 4 radio. And of course, we're all over Facebook. Check out Branson Steel. Of course, Steel.com. Steel on Facebook. Lady Steel, what's up?
I'm curious. I've been trying to call you guys for like the last half an hour as soon as I hung up.
I know, but the background noise is crazy.
What?
I know, but your background noise is crazy.
I'm supposed to automatically get queued in. What kind of crap is this?
Hey.
But I heard all the, I heard every single thing that was said.
That's good. I don't
want to
hear that shit.
Anyway, I'm in line, so I may as well leave now. I finally got through.
You had a party, Alex?
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter, follow Lady Steel, RancherSteel.com. We got Amy Miller coming through next week. Dave Shadoway. So we're going to have fun, you know, we're going to have fun shows next week, so definitely tune in, rock with us. And please be safe. You know the rest. We're going to go out with a couple more joints, and that's it. You guys have a good night. Don't drink and drive, and you know what it is. Be safe. I'll see you on Friday. Matter of fact, no, I'll see you guys Monday when Clean Game Radio presents Real Talk for Lucky Me. So I'll see you guys Monday night at 8 o'clock. All right? But like I said, be safe. Wrap it up. Don't drink and drive. You know how we do it here. And it's Free Game Radio. See you next week. Come out.
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, it's Pro. How you been? Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I'm over here at the telly. I got some diesel. I got some Henny and shit. A couple E-pills. But you come kick it with me. Yeah, I know you got a man and all that, man. But so what, man? Fuck all that.
I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Poe tonight. I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck with Poe tonight. You ain't never seen me, and I ain't never seen you. A first chance encounter, it's very nice to meet you. I politely greet you, and we continue walking. Now you on my mind, feel a connection sparking. I hope we meet again, have a drink or see a movie. You got a nice bounce, your aura so groovy. You a sure cutie, you got a soft booty. I put some words in your ears, you gon' wanna do me. Shorty wanna fuck around, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Grab that baby girl and I'ma grease you up and rub you down. Now I'm just all over you, R&B, you love you down. If your baby father knows, that nigga gon' run you down. I don't even deal with that, baby, that ain't my department. Homie, better keep it cool, baby girl. room, I get retarded. Dillinger the Don Juan. Drink me till it's all gone. I'm pussy get better, even wetter when my song's on. And now we meet again, and you with me again. Your body fire, close the oven door, the heat is in. That boy loser, my, you need to get with me and win. I be in the telly with a bottle and some tree to spin. Waiting on you, anticipating the day I'm laying on you. Kissing on you, heavy orgasm, now I'm twitching on you. He don't deserve you, that nigga be shitting on you. I know you got him open, though, cause he be tricking on you. Up and down, like looking that pole. Pop that pussy, make it roll. Open that bill, make it snow. Freaky hot, I'm naked, ho. Hit it from the back, naked, ho. That's why I got you naked, fo. Girl, I know you want this paper, that is why you shake it, fo. The way you moving, it got me open. Dutch masters, they got me smoking. G ladies, they got me rolling. Sweaty sex, they got me soaking. The way you moving, it got me open. Dutch masters, they got me smoking. G ladies, they got me rolling. Sweaty sex, they got me soaking. I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck the pole tonight. I know you got a man, so what? I got a Henny bottle with some belly rolled up. Girl, look at your butt, it's driving me nuts. I know you wanna see me hit my phone tonight. You can fuck the pole tonight.
Got a man now? You gon' call me tomorrow? That's what I thought. Pretty Light Music. Pro Dillinger the Dawn. Plush Life Entertainment. Swerve Up.
Ho, ho, right. TJO on maximum. Hood, Rick Ron Treason on maximum.
On my dick now, haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I go through for NASA. I live that fast life, good or dope for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just the passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want, bro. Stay for the bitches, handy for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies, fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, got me up, cause I need a fix. Also, deal it, hit me up, if you need a hit. I got the lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we don't get into that. Bitch, be the teens, y'all cue the clip. So if it ain't about the green, you ain't saying shit. Now, I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fucking boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot damn, but I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame payments. Nasty on the track, still sit relevant. Love the blackout in this bitch like Carl Nettison. Never are you better than me. No, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. That nigga's delicate. Big, you ain't never lied. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Rich freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted, broke me on true religion, jeans.
Okay, Super Ninja Turtle flow. Now I get so many ooh and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Oh, my commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at the offices, handling my business. Get it with others, ooh, I lie. Friday, got more jump offs than suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin'. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No. Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talk about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Initiating shutdown sequence.